for Shizzle.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb, how's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Sal Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
What's going on?
Okay, before we get started being funny, start out a little serious. As most of you know, we have a friend named Brandy. We usually refer to her as Mute Brandy. And yesterday, a person close to her died. Her father died. And we just wanted to offer our condolences and let her know that even though she has a heavy heart, she has friends that will lift her up. But hope everything's going well for you, Brandy.
That was like a Hallmark card.
I know, right?
Except without like Rick James.
I'm really bad at like consoling people and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, I usually turn all things into a joke, but when it's, like, real serious, then I'm like,
damn.
Is that what happened with, like, what's her name, Fur? I'm just serious.
It was, like, a pat on the back, like, so,
closer to the mic.
So, I'm going to get my stuff and go put it in the car.
So, this is episode 111.
Really?
Yes. Can you believe 111 episodes? This is Ricky.
This is Stephanie.
This science! Is
this is Ryan, not science.
This is Herb.
This is Misty.
Yay, Misty's... Oh.
That's right. Don't be cutting me off. This is Drew Lennon.
They can't hear you from the back of the mic.
Oh!
Don't be telling me what to do. I'll do what I want. This is Drew Lennon.
They can't hear you from the back of the bathroom stall either.
He likes it.
Either.
Oh!
He likes giving it to the back of the mic.
So, ow.
I guess
no.
You guys.
No. No.
Drew just ear fucked you guys from behind.
So, sorry, I was away from the microphone. One
I'm
second,
really
people.
Quiet over here.
You guys talk.
So like I turtles. Woo!
So hopefully everybody listened to our Foul Monkeys Light episode. I think it turned out pretty well.
I have not yet.
You might not want to listen because we actually talk about the people that are on the podcast. So that might be an episode you don't want to hear.
Did you really think?
No. Were you? Did Wait, you make? What? Are you gonna make
what
me
are you
cry?
Talking about?
Shh, don't tell them. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, we just decided
one of those you misinterpreting shit again. kind of things, you know.
Actually, we just decided to do 30-minute shows with just Herb and I, so we could just talk about, like, our personal things or our, you know, just me and
What's
him
going
things.
On with us,
butt
you know?
Sex.
Oh, that isn't correct English, me and him. But apparently a lot of people like the Foul Monkeys Light, so we'll probably continue to do those, like, once or twice a week.
Hooray!
Cool. Yay!
But it's totally separate. It's on the same website, but different numbers. So, like, last night was our first... You know, Foul Monkeys Light number one. So we keep them separate from the rest of the shows. So, Misty, you've been gone for a while. Why don't you tell everyone how you've been?
Been all right. Been doing absolutely nothing. And actually wish I didn't have to say that. I wish I could
say
that
say
I was
absinthe.
Doing something.
You've been doing absinthe?
I wish I was doing absinthe, but no, I've been doing nothing.
I was like, whoa, Misty, that's awesome.
I've always wanted to do that. I wonder
you
if
need
you,
to hook
it
a brother
tastes,
up.
It tastes like Listerine. It's not
really?
Very good.
But do you have to go to Europe
he
to
likes
do
Listerine.
It? Do you have to go to Europe to
no.
drink it?
No, you can get it. My uncle brought it back when he went on his cruise.
You can't bring it across borders.
And you can also...
Microphone.
You can also bring it...
You can't bring it across borders, but you can make it in the United States.
It's some kind of like tree bark,
like
right?
Mexican babies.
It's wormwood, kind of. And you can yeah. sneak it on back into the United States on a cruise ship.
On jeeps.
Not legally, no.
In minivans.
But if you put it in a Listerine bottle, they'll never know, right?
In like inner tubes across the Atlantic.
Perhaps.
Well, I mean, you usually can't cross borders right now with any.
Oh.
What is it, great?
No more than 3 ounces
or some shit.
3 ounces.
That? Yeah.
3 ounces.
Yeah.
They try to make me throw my cologne away. Like, leave it at the airport. I was like, no, I'm not leaving this $80 bottle of cologne.
Dude, we went to
How many
Game
bottles
Attic.
Did you bring?
One, two. But they said just as if it's 3 ounces or less, put it in a plastic bag, everything's fine. But my bottle was 4 ounces, but it was halfway full. They don't care. If it says 4 ounces on the bottle, you have to get rid of it or put it in your carry-on luggage.
Hey, I can't be figuring out all kinds of maths. If it's half full and there's 2 ounces, God only knows how many ounces are in there.
What about all that air?
Let me ask you something, Drew. As a straight man, how much cologne would you bring on a flight?
1.2 ounces.
That's too much. That's a ridiculously high amount.
Well,
the correct answer is zero.
Drew doesn't like to stink like you. So.
You have cologne.
Slut.
Yeah, I don't bring it on the plane with me, though.
When are you going on flights?
I went to New Orleans.
Like 6 years ago?
Was that after Katrina?
Oh,
not
before
6 Katrina.
Years ago. It was before, because I don't
before
care
9/11
about black people.
Or after? Oh.
It would have to be after 9/11. I was in high school.
George Bush and Ryan hates black people.
Do you know that, like, his Kanye West's new song, like, Stronger, which sucks, because it, like, the whole thing is like this death.
What? Bitching only for Foul Monkeys Light.
No. I didn't say
that.
That's
what the board says.
That is? Really?
Can you let me make my fucking point, please?
Bitch.
Thank you. Anyway, Kanye has this
bitch.
Horrible song, and I don't remember what I was going to say. What were we going to say? What were we saying before this?
Yeah, he hates
Daft
black
Punk.
People.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the video has like Japanese words all over it, and in English it says George Bush doesn't care about black people, like on his music video. It's retarded.
Awesome.
I actually do care about black people, but not like ignorant black people. Not ignorant people in general, though. So
right.
I mean, it's not like it's just ignorant black people.
You know
people.
Who I care about? I care about the guy that has the Loser's chicken wings down the street from my house, because those are the best boneless chicken wings ever.
What are Losers?
It's
what do you mean
name
Losers?
Of the place.
Oh, I thought you meant like it was the chickens that like lost something.
Yeah, they lost life.
Yeah, they're lost, all right.
They lost like a big turtles. Game plan.
They moved on to a new purpose.
So every time somebody says something stupid or I accidentally hit the microphone, is that what we're going to hear? I like turtles.
Yes.
Or just anytime Drew like starts feeling amorous.
I like turtles.
Yes, so on the last show, we had a lot of people contact us and say Drew was like the best sound man.
Ooh.
Thank you for the love, everybody.
And they can't hear you from the top of the microphone.
I didn't hear
either.
That either.
Thank you for the love, everybody.
Well, can't you talk on this side?
No. Mm-hmm.
I know, it's difficult being all technological advanced
well,
and
it's
junk.
It's partly my fault because I want to sit on the floor.
Actually, we could probably move my microphone between us and we could share it. So let's try that.
Ooh.
Like so fondue. You guys talk while we do that.
Talk while you do that.
We're always setting up
what
while
you guys,
the show is
I know, we're so ghetto.
So like...
You're so gangster.
Maybe we should do like a pregame show. You know what I'm saying?
Take it off,
right? Like,
there
have
we go.
Terry Bradshaw come in here,
yes,
and suck a dick because
cool.
That's what he does.
Thank you,
Terry Bradshaw. He's
yeah.
old,
bitch.
Whoa,
that's loud. But we have to have it loud.
Yeah, the I like turtles is so quiet. We have to turn everything else up.
So let's
I like
get
how
in.
We're making all these like show configuration stuff around the I like turtles.
So all right, let's change the subject here. So did you guys know? I maybe I'm maybe out of the loop here. Did you guys know that the problem in China with HIV are people are actually fucking?
Whoa, wow. What? I thought they were just spitting into each other's mouths
no,
for long distances.
Apparently they are fucking and 1 trillion people live there.
What about mouth spit? Mouth spit, fun, mouth spit, wash.
That doesn't spread HIV.
It's a fun game they play.
It's only
what
it's fortune cookies.
No, it's called ding dong, ping dong, ching dong.
It's actually, they're trying to work it in the Olympics.
What?
It's off topic, but the fortune cookie thing. Fortune cookies want me to die now.
Fortune cookies aren't even Chinese. Fortune cookies were invented by an American guy in like Pennsylvania.
It was California.
Well, the place up the street from my house just got new fortune cookies, like the fortunes. And I opened this one up and it said, next time, order the shrimp. I will die if I eat shrimp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have a funny one. I'm going to read it. Hold on, let me get it.
As he digs in his pocket. But yes, apparently all the Chinese people that... Maybe my subjects are boring. Okay.
No.
He was looking at Ryan.
Actually, I have two.
Okay.
The first one I just think is funny for English people because it says, luck is the byproduct of busting your fanny. And
in bed.
Yeah, and fanny to English people means like vagina.
Oh, when you said English, I thought you meant Americans. Sorry.
Second one?
Yeah.
He meant Europeans.
I thought he meant Europeans.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
And this, yeah, because Americans are not English people. We're American.
American.
The second one I thought was hilarious. School is a building which has four walls with tomorrow inside.
I like turtles.
In bed.
So where did you read this wonderful piece of information?
I saw this on the most excellent news website ever.
Foxnews.com?
No.
No. BBC.
The BBC. Because they're the only ones that actually report accurate news.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not afraid of it and they don't sugarcoat it.
Right. Because apparently on Fox, people... What do you call Iraqi people? Iraqians?
Yeah, oh, Iraqi.
The ghetto bird.
Iraqis?
The ghetto bird out. The ghetto bird's out. The Iraqi people just smile all the time on Fox. But on the BBC, you see them with their arms and legs chopped off and bombs taking away their houses.
You know, a day in Iraq is like, or a day in the marketplace in Iraq is like strolling in a marketplace in Indiana. If that says great things about Indiana.
Oh, God.
I am never fucking going to Indiana. I do not want to get shot. If you are in Indiana right now, please call us in and tell us how many times you've been shot.
That's what he said.
But
no way.
A bullet can have your name on it, but shrapnel is addressed to whom it may concern.
Oh. Yes, Herb. Herbalicious.
No, yeah, never mind.
Okay. So, we got a bunch of shit. Actually, you know what? I'm going straight into it. The fucking reviews. I cannot believe we have two reviews out of 300 listeners that download from iTunes.
I do not have iTunes.
Shame, shame.
How many of our listeners actually do download from iTunes?
About 250 to 300 people.
Really?
Download from iTunes.
You guys are jerks. You make us sad.
If that many people download from iTunes, we should have that many reviews,
right? You know how many times I put Ricky down to bed and he's crying because of lack of reviews?
Poor
but
Ricky.
He makes it better because he sucks me off.
Yeah, that's the only way to make him feel better. I mean, otherwise, he'll just cry. He'll never get to sleep.
He's just like, what? It just takes a little comfort. What's his kiss taste like, Stephanie?
Oh, God. He's actually not allowed to tongue kiss me.
Oh.
Because of his tongue. He's the
cut. Oh, you have a sore tongue?
I keep getting all these cuts on my tongue.
His tongue.
Stop eating glass.
But it's so good, Ricky.
Stop licking cat penis.
No, I said... Oh.
Kitty, kitty.
Now I can't even talk.
It doesn't even look like a lipstick tube. A cat's doesn't. It has like barbs on it. It's
Why
bad.
Do you guys know what a cat's penis looks like?
It's because called biology.
That's not what I learned in biology.
It's the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
The reason the female cat screams so much is because it has little prawns on it and it's not enjoyable for her at all.
I knew about that, but I've never seen
it. A bitch isn't supposed to like it. Oh.
The only animals that do it for pleasure are my bitches and dolphins. Love it. So.
Ooh.
All my bitches love it.
The bitches love me because they know that I can rock.
Well, Ryan, when they're just laying there and they don't have a heartbeat, well,
it makes anybody it hot. Ever seen that movie Kissed?
Kissed, kiss, kiss, kiss.
Never been kissed?
No.
No, I don't think so. Is it a murder mystery thing?
No, it's about a girl who has necrophilia.
Ew, really?
Yeah, I was watching Jeez. These shows on IFC.
Third grader.
I was watching these shows on IFC documentaries, and one was about indie films and sex. And it was actually really cool because it kind of went through the whole history of how sex has been in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it talked about some movies that touched very taboo subjects. And there was this movie, Kissed, and it came out in 2001 or something like that. And it was about a girl who had necrophilia.
So did she? They actually show her like
having sex?
Did you just say necrophilia?
Necrophilia.
We don't.
I know a lot of girls who have negrophilia.
They like to feel like the negroes.
Sex with black men. I work at a call center.
They like to do it.
That has a lot to do with it.
I work at a call center.
I swear, a lot of the women that work at call centers, I think they just work there so like they can have sex with black guys.
It's, I can understand that.
Like the one that I work at, because I also work at a call center, mm-hmm. I am the only girl on the floor that has a baby that is completely white.
Yeah, but I'm you got ghetto booty.
He's part Chinese.
Ow. Oh. Quarter Chinese. Ow, but I'm the only one with a white baby and the only one that's never ever dated a black guy. Out of, like, 70 women.
What about the men?
Oh, the men maybe, too. I don't know. I have to ask Cody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think he's... I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
I've never seen him with anybody, so...
Yeah, he's a lonely soul.
No, I think
no, he's not.
He's asexual.
I think he gets around.
Ooh.
He's a cutie.
Cody. Oh, the gay guy?
Yeah, Cody at work. He's super cute.
Super freaking.
He's hilarious. He's the only one that I know that can say cunt and it not be offensive. Like, all the time. He's like, you're such a cunt. And then he walks
He doesn't even say it like that. He's like, you're such a cunt.
It's hilarious. I love it.
So, what else, people?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a question for Misty
about
the...
Is somebody's phone going off?
No. I think it was because I touched this bottom part and it's kind of loose.
Oh, no.
So I'll try not to touch it again.
Is it... Twist the bottom. This part right here. Up here, this little metal.
I like turtles.
This part.
Is it on? Okay, just don't touch it then.
Okay, I had a question for Misty. Did you actually watch the movie Kissed?
No, but I actually want to.
Can you get it like Blockbuster?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Netflix.
You could probably get it on Netflix. I'm thinking you probably won't be able to get it at Blockbuster.
I was just wondering, weird about is if she was like the necrophilia that who like likes to be the dead one or likes to fuck the dead
She's
one.
She's fucking dead guys.
So like, I saw like this... actual dead guys or just guys who are laying in like a tub
no,
full
I think
of
like
ice
dead
so
people.
They feel like they're dead and
like
they just
in the movie,
still.
She's fucking a guy that's in the back of a hearse.
Yeah, because
she's fucking another guy that's in the morgue.
So
she's
how do they get it hard?
Because that you can have an.
Well, I don't
you,
know.
No,
I don't.
You can
I
have,
haven't seen the movie. Oh.
You can have an erection. On I think thing. For like 3 hours or something after
Ew.
You die. Yes.
Yeah, it's part of.
But how does she get so lucky that she gets the ones that have erections?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
It's not even just that. I mean, some people are turned on by non-erections. Some people.
Well,
like
I saw this movie about this one lady that actually dug a corpse up out of the ground and then stuck a pipe in his pelvis bone and fucked him.
Well, there was this guy. Oh,
what
shit,
the fuck
I
are you
name.
Watching?
I like turtles.
But, oh. Can you stop watching Disney Channel right here?
He was a doctor, and he was actually a very well-known doctor in the 30s. And... I don't know if it was his wife or if it was a girl that he kind of just took in. But eventually,
or
I honestly, okay, look, I don't remember the whole story, but mm-hmm. he was a real guy, and you can look it up and you can find out about it. And basically, I don't know if he killed her or if she died, but he put a apparatus in her vagina, and he would still have sex with her.
Ew.
Very dry.
Her rottenness. Ooh, how long that's ago extra was this? Dry roast beef right there.
Huh?
How long ago was
in
this?
The 30s.
It was in the 30s, so it was like probably like some kind of wind-up apparatus.
Oh, no.
You have to wind up her ass.
Oh. No, it was like a tube.
You stick like one of those keys in there that you put on. Then she gyrates.
Well, okay, so, was you know, he like move on, what, but
but what happened after she decayed, though? I wonder what happened. I mean,
like they when they found her, like her body, mm-hmm. it was a dried corpse.
Ew.
And it had a tube where her vagina should be.
Should be.
I'm speechless.
So
I'm really speechless.
Let it go. I'm so sorry. It's just I was just watching this last night. And I look up there, and I seen my note, and it popped into my head. I apologize.
Right. I bet she did not do that.
I hope a lot of you are listening to this show at work, and then on just are just like, oh, just out loud in the cubicle, and then everybody's looking over like, what? And you're like, oh, there was a tube in her vagina, and she's dead. She was a dried corpse, and he's still fucking her.
That's hot.
I'll have to look it up.
Gonna drop the deuce.
Because I'm not crazy. I remember hearing about it. It was on one
I'm
of those
sure it's real.
Shows.
That's weird. Because I saw this one on like on a forensic show where this guy was actually keeping this wife or his whoever. Like, he was doing something to her to make her skin look fresh and new. And she was like, dead. Like, I guess he was chopping somebody else's skin off and putting it on top of her.
All you need is a little bit of blush.
I bet that smelled lovely, by the way.
I'm sure it did. It probably smelled like...
Dead flesh.
I always like, compare dead flesh to, like...
Pussy. Spoiled hand.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ. Did you like have sex with a couple like rank bitches? Oh. Oh, Jesus!
That's what I wanted to do to it.
Wow!
My goodness.
Who did
no, I never weird. Want to run into the women that you like happen to smell? Because obviously, it doesn't matter if you have sex with them;
it still smells like.
It just
flesh.
If they kind of open their legs a little oh, bit.
No. Do you remember?
Everybody's like, "Who farted?" Oh.
Well, I had to work with Layla.
I think there's a dead.
Do you remember who
in
that was?
Place next door. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And they gave her like all kinds of cleaning products.
The one that
and
had
shit.
Flies flying around her vajayjay. Yeah.
Oh.
And
yeah.
they
and she sat up on the table to help me one time, and she went like this.
She was a close talker,
and I almost passed out. Yes, exactly.
She's like a close talker, like you and me are now, but like there was no microphone that she had to talk into.
And she instead of like camel toe, she had like camel kneecaps. I mean, they were huge.
Moose knuckle.
Yes. Oh, Layla.
So how about those reviews?
You got me on my knees. Yes, reviews.
Throwing up on the ground.
I Layla. Swear to God, or whoever, Allah, the devil, whoever you worship.
Buddha.
There better be some fucking reviews on there. What the hell is... Everyone's
Come on, just
problem.
10%. 10%
yeah,
would be
really,
like 30.
It's not that
yeah,
every episode.
Like 30 people.
Can we get a can we give them a walkthrough on how to do it?
No.
maybe they don't know how. Maybe.
iTunes is too confusing for those.
iTunes is not review. That confusing. They go, it's they find really Foul Monkeys, like they hit leave a review. That's all they do.
Okay, so there. That's all I was asking for.
Okay.
She's using it
as the table right now.
My apologies.
Misty's turned it into a turntable.
So,
she's.
I'm doing all my subjects right now. Elvis is fucking dead. 30 years ago, why do you have to have a prayer vigil?
Well, but they have Reese's cups.
Bitch. What?
They're doing banana and peanut butter Reese's.
Are you
cups.
Kidding me?
In celebration.
Oh.
For Elvis about? And pregnant women.
What are we talking about?
They're making Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
He's been dead 30 years. I think August 19th is his birthday or whatever, or the day he died.
So is Jesus. What's going on?
Well, Jesus has been dead longer. I swear to God, there is more.
Right, Jesus' birthday.
There is more prayer vigils for Elvis than Jesus.
Wait, what do you mean a prayer vigil?
Like people actually like have a vigil
with their
for,
candles.
Am I saying that word
they
right?
They still do it for Princess Diana. Who vigil? The hell is she? There you go.
Princess Diana.
They're both
is
just
important.
People.
Shit.
Yeah, you got me all very fucking expensive teared wedding up. Gown and.
You didn't even have
I
anything
bet her
this, you
JJ
explain
didn't
explain
smell like rotten
did.
Corpse.
I tried today. Speaking of the peanut butter Reese's,
mm-hmm.
back off.
I'm just going to say.
Wait, isn't that the only kind of Reese's?
Her JJ does now.
No, peanut butter and banana.
Because she's dead.
Oh.
This is very important. 7-Eleven has Reese's peanut butter banana cappuccino.
Oh,
no, I tried it today. It was the most delicious thing I've ever had. It was like delicious in a cup.
Does it taste like a banana?
Dude,
peanut
before
butter
you know it, it'll be a Starbucks drink.
It was so good. I just found it today, and I had to text message him about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is delicious, and he just reminded me of it.
So I'm not the only one here who's eaten a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
No, I
yes,
have.
I have. Okay,
but good, do you do it? But do you sandwiches. Think of Elvis every time you eat it?
Should I?
Well, he liked fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Look, I Four. Like
God damn it,
Elvis
I'm trying to say
music.
Elvis is dead. Stop talking about him.
Yeah, you brought him up.
Look, it's the point that...
It's obviously your fault.
He's dead.
But you don't see he's people gone. Doing that for Janis Joplin or, you know, whoever. But you
yeah,
don't hear
Drew
about
does.
It on the news.
Drew
worldwide.
Tries to summon her.
Right.
How do
in
you do that?
Summoning circle.
Please explain how you do that.
With voodoo Miss Cleo magic.
Crisco.
I summon you, Janis Joplin, in this Crisco-filled summoning circle.
Cusco? Like Emperor Cusco?
No, Crisco.
And Ricky usually wants to hear.
Yeah.
I liked that movie.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
So let's go on to other people's subjects.
Oh, like mine?
Let's go to other people's subjects.
Oh,
no.
Diss.
What kind of diss
bitch.
Was that, Ryan? What kind of diss was that?
That's an I'm not sure diss.
Oh, okay.
You didn't give him time to prepare.
Oh, before we start talking about that, what's that game called that we bought today?
Mario
Strike.
Everybody go out and buy Super Mario Strikers
it's
on
the
Wii. It's
and
awesome.
Then play us because we're the best.
Wii.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Oh, hold on.
Let me look back at the board. Even though
forgot.
I wrote all the subjects.
I forgot. It was many, many hours ago.
You totally say subjects. Like
subjects.
S-U-B-G-I-X.
Subjects.
Well, the most important is what I'm going to start with, and that is that I recently discovered that I am friends with a transsexual.
Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
Hey, nice.
A friend of mine from high school, MySpace, messaged me, and I couldn't figure out who it was.
Is this a girl that turned into a guy or a guy that turned into a girl?
It's a girl that turned into a
both
guy.
At
her
the
name
same
was
time.
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, and now his name is Lauren, L-O-R-E-N. And
that sucks. Why? Like, if I was going to turn to a different gender, I would totally get like the best name ever. Like,
it's just easier than for
Mandy.
Or
I knew you were going to say Mandy. Fucking Barry Manilow. Oh, oh my god.
No, but it was really cool. Like, apparently he goes to App. He's majoring in gender studies and clinical counseling. He wrote
he
a play.
First-hand experience. Mm-hmm.
And he's been raising money to try to
do a show.
Cover his sex change operation, because just for the chest it's $7,300,
so
and I think the bottom part
that's
is
it?
Like $50,000.
Oh,
that's just for the chest. That's just to get like the mastectomy and everything. He does the hormone therapy right now.
It's $50,000 to add a penis.
I don't know. I
didn't
give actually
her mine
get
for
the price is
I didn't
wrong.
Actually get the math out, but I was gonna post
for.
What
you can find out anything on the internet.
I didn't have time to look it up.
You should have just asked them.
Ow. I didn't think about it.
That's okay. Next time.
If anybody wants to know how much it costs to get a penis, look the shit up. That's what the internet's for.
You know what else?
Just to use some electric tape.
You know what else the internet's for? Leaving iTunes reviews. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Yes, it is. Which I have. And mine is actually in some kind of weird little square thing.
Yeah. It's like a top.
It's like it makes it look like it's special.
You're a total top.
Yeah. It's because it's the best review on there, damn it.
We'll suck a dick up so they hiccup.
Okay.
I am.
You're not hiccuping.
So no, your friend. No, I'm on top.
Oh.
So anyway, on the blog, I'm going to post her MySpace. So if anybody wants to donate, you know, or anything like that, or, mm-hmm. you know, get any information or anything, you can contact her. She's, cool. Or him. Sorry. It's hard.
So, like, the
he.
What bathroom?
I'm thinking boy. Like,
I think it's easier for girls that want to be boys to go to men's bathroom, I think.
Yes, legally, yes, because for a man to go in a women's bathroom, it is a $50 fine. For a woman to go in a men's bathroom, it is no fine.
I go in men's bathrooms all the time.
I can tell by your lips.
Well, if, DSL.
And I don't mean the ones on your head.
Four.
What kind public of diss is that? Family restroom diss.
It can't be diss on Steffi every week.
No, but it's fun.
It was last week, and then this week, and then
yeah.
If you're looking for some hot action, hit up the family restroom in the Lakeside Village Mall.
They really put out.
Ew.
I hate you.
I wasn't saying it was you.
I love you. Anyways. So I'm going to put that cool. on the blog so that you guys should check it out. He's really popular up in an app.
That was me killing
apparently
Mark.
He's kind
What's
of...
What's app?
Appalachian State University.
Is that in Florida?
I was like, application?
No, it's in North Carolina. Shit.
Oh, okay. I was like...
North Carolina?
North Carolina?
I'm not gay. I'm just from North Carolina. Oh, did you guys see the... I showed you guys the YouTube clip of Clay Aiken singing
yes,
Sexy
you
Back.
Did.
Whoa.
Did you post it on the thingy?
No.
Why not?
Because I forgot.
Oh, but I don't look up the price of a penis operation and I'm sucking dicks
That's
in bathrooms.
By the way, if I come
Welcome
home
to Foul Monkeys.
And find that my Google search has something about a penis operation getting out of it, I'm going to be fucking pissed. There better be some splaining to do.
I'm gonna splain look it up.
Splain.
Just I'm gonna leave it up for you for when you come home. Instead of World of Warcraft, it's gonna be pictures of penis operation. Oh, he looks really
That's
angry.
Hot.
You can actually
wait,
find.
Wait till you get the laptop. Then just wait.
I was just kidding.
Okay. You can find pictures of it, Misty.
Yes, and you could like real pictures as Ew. Well as like drawn pictures of how they do it.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're on.
Aren't they like this big though?
It depends. On
with what wings.
The person wants.
No, I've seen them. They're on. There's someone ogreish and stuff like that. They have different yeah. ones. It depends. There's like both surgeries and stuff, and then like people that had like crazy accidents that have to have their penis like re put together and
Ew.
Shit.
It.
Frankencock.
It's interesting.
All right, so do we have enough of the transgendered penises?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring him up, and then
it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it on the blog. So if anybody wants to donate, I think it's a really good cause. You know, because it's very important. And he's not just like saying, "Oh, I just want my sex change," you know, and then I'm going on. He's actually majoring and getting his master's in something to help other people, you know, come to terms with their gender
cool.
identity. So
that's cool.
That is cool.
But yeah, we're done with the trans. I'm just really excited that I know a transsexual. Yay! Now all I need is a hermaphrodite
and Bill Cosby. And
oh yeah, you still need that.
Yeah, I still need a I'm actually reading Middlesex again because of Lala.
Aww,
so I was reading
Lala.
It today.
Oh, before we go into anything, let's play we have a phone call.
Oh.
So Drew, hit it again. Never mind.
Hey guys, it's Braden calling. I just wanted to let Stephanie know that there is a way you can become immune to poison ivy, but it's not by swallowing poison ivy. It's actually a pill you can get. They're really, really small.
On eBay.
And it's an extract of poison ivy, and you can put four into your tongue every morning, and eventually over time, as you're done them, there's about like 200 in there, but they're literally the size of a ballpoint pen. Over time, you'll become immune to it because now it's in your system. So, yeah, there's a way, but don't swallow poison ivy. I think it's probably a really bad idea. And that's it. And, oh, I wanted to tell Herb, don't say it with an H, that I'm going to show him he was talking about guys, a guy with a halo tattoo, And I just got my tattoo started. I'm going to show it to him. It's a really fucking sweet Nintendo tattoo. It's not lame like stupid Halo. So, yeah, keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
So we also had another listener chime in on the whole Poison Ivy thing. And this is from Tim from Go Rainbow Radio.
Eating poison ivy.
Yeah,
I read in A Beautiful Mind that if you roll up poison ivy in like leaves and stuff and then eat it, that you'll be immune to poison ivy. And I was asking if that was true.
And listen to this.
I don't want
to
do it.
Tim from Go Rainbow Radio said, regarding your poison ivy discussion, a friend of mine swears that the reason he is immune to it because when he was a kid, he had gotten into poison ivy, and his grandmother made him eat a salad of poison ivy. He claims it never affected him since then.
That's child abuse.
It's like crazy backwater,
but
like
I
wanna moonshine.
I want to know how many people are actually playing in poison ivy. And I've never seen it in Florida, so.
Yeah.
Really? It's not really.
No, I've never seen it.
Bramble Ridge Golf Course.
Oh.
There you go.
Isn't that where people like...
It's not like native.
Oh, no. I keep thinking...
Bramble Ridge Golf Course sounds like a fucking ride in the country... Part of Disneyland. Like, come on down to Bramble Ridge Golf Cart and ride on a crazy golf cart led by Tim Allen and his jug band.
Well, when I went golfing,
Country Time
it was
Bears.
Led by a lesbian, and we were trashed by
Did she use her putter on you?
Really?
Oh! She doesn't look anything like Tim Allen.
Did she put a hole in one, Misty?
What?
Ah! We're talking about Melissa here.
Was I don't know who that is.
Was it a birdie or a bogey?
I like turtles.
Not attractive.
No.
No.
She's a bull dyke.
She does she listen?
She makes a bull dyke look attractive.
Ouch. Oh, poor Melissa.
No. If you're unattractive, you're unattractive.
Yeah, but there's always somebody that's going to find you attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Somewhere. I've seen her track record. Yeah.
It's called Ugly Love. I see it in Walmart all the time. I point it out. I'm like, oh, look, Ugly Love. They're the only people
and then
that
she
are
looks
ever
at Ryan.
Fuck them. No. You're super cute.
Oh, Ryan. Add another penis.
Add another penis?
What?
Double your pleasure.
Wait, do you think straight guys have superpowers?
Other ones?
I wish.
Oh. What's his name does, Eminem?
Ryan's birthday was on Tuesday.
Yes, we wished him happy birthday on Found Monkey's Light.
Oh,
and we sang
super
your birthday
sweet.
Song in sign language.
For a radio show.
Yeah, it was real quick. We learned in like 2 seconds on Wikipedia.
It was really fast.
It's cool. I'm wearing a t-shirt to honor all the listeners.
And my birthday is on Sunday.
Ew.
Woo, happy birthday. Whoops. Woo woo.
I'm 22.
Then you'll be old enough to drink.
Everybody in this room is like 22, but Misty and myself.
Someday.
Oh.
That's
what
just
was that?
That?
Somebody threw
you
up.
It sounded like somebody's water breaking.
Somebody just shit on the floor?
Drew is not invited to my birthday.
Listen, here we go.
If you're going to do the sound effects, why are we playing the sound effects?
That's gross.
Yeah, I thought somebody had diarrhea on the, like, the tile floor.
Cha-cha-cha.
It sounds like that, or it sounds like you're kind of like washing clothes in woolite. You know? Doing the whole...
So what makes the sound, the water or the woolite?
The water?
I think it's the chicken.
I don't think woolite has a noise.
Or no, what did you call it? The chicken tenders that, or the chicken wings you were talking about?
Oh, it's losers.
Oh, we thought it was the loser chickens.
Losers. I've seen that. It's on the
corner.
All right, so fundraisers.
Well, I don't want anybody to participate because I'm not sending you anything. I just thought it was strange that I'm doing a fundraiser for my son, and he's not even 2 yet.
That's disgusting.
I have to sell pizza and cookie dough.
Are you going to?
Yeah, because it's 2 free weeks of daycare. If I win, but
I would say, fuck you, teachers.
He can't contribute at all because he's just going to be like, oh, look, and then eat the freaking fundraiser sheet. So I have to do it myself.
That's so retarded.
I don't understand.
Why does a daycare need fundraising?
I don't know because I pay them.
Yes, exactly.
$80 plus. We bought him. How much money did we spend on school supplies?
Probably like $50.
And is it like legit, or are the daycare people like, you know, 18 years old and
no, it's a really good daycare. He likes it a lot. He's they do school like during the school year and stuff.
That's
and
cool.
They're super. It's a really good daycare. It's just I don't think I should have to do a fundraiser for
what's
them.
What's it called?
When I pay them. No, because schools don't get paid except for
yeah, because schools like you know, especially in Florida. Because if you don't know, we don't give any monies to school except for the lotto money, which they say they give to schools, and then they take out an equal amount of money and put it somewhere else. Like,
do we have
you know.
A laughing thing for that? Because that is true. Or clapping, I mean.
Oh, sucker.
More sounds are needed.
Yeah, maybe you should have bought that CD full of 75 different fart effects. Maybe you should have opted for
I
the
variety.
I
recorded those myself, okay. That one actually hurt my asshole.
You were in Taco Bell for 2 hours getting all the sound
holding
effects.
Holding it.
Dude, they mess up every time we go to that Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They always get something
the
wrong.
One by over here?
And it's this one black girl that's always like Ricky today was like, oh, you know, this wasn't supposed to be like that. And I'm like, shh, no, she'll give it to us. And then she'll give us another one when we tell her she messed up. So we did.
And then I said, well, he'll take that one. And she just looked at me like I was white.
No, when I worked there, I would
make you
give it back.
Bitch, you stop messing up, motherfucker.
If you said we messed it up, I'd make you give the original one back. And I'd give
yeah, but you like can't because the managers will like give it. Like the customer's always right with the managers. Like in fast food. Like yeah. In Wendy's, people could come in and say that 3 weeks ago they got the wrong food and we have to give it to them. That's
call,
it.
Call the manager. I'll do it then. But until that point, I would just take the food back.
There you go.
Them.
Like, no!
You're a party pooper.
The fourth one on the list I can't do today.
What's that?
I erased the email that had them in there.
Oh, okay.
So, because I thought it was spam.
So, let's go to...
Good job. I'm trying.
To 100 kids. Oh, should we do that? What's the news thing? Do you remember what the news song was for Misty? Do we ever have one? Oh.
News with Misty. I don't think we had a song.
So there's this guy. He's in.
This sounds like a joke.
He's in Dubai.
Bilateral guy from Dubai.
Dubai.
Oh, Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai. The United Arab.
I thought you
Emirates.
Said he's in Dubai, and I was no. like, oh, okay.
He is the father of 78 children.
Ew.
Dude, so he's like Flavor Flav.
He is lining up his next two wives in a bid to reach his target of 100 children by 2015.
And this guy started AIDS, right? Probably.
Dad Mohammed Murad Abdul Rahman.
Holy shit, you're good.
Is 60 years old
let me
and
guess.
Has 15 wives.
Let me guess. All his kids are named the same thing with different numbers after them.
Slut.
Yep.
And listen, though, this is what's great about this. He has already had 15 brides, although he has to divorce them as he goes along to remain within the legal limit of four wives at a time.
Right, and they're left in the dust with no money and no child support because it's like, you know, not America.
That even happens in America.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, over there, what are you going to do, you know?
He says, in 2015, I will be 68 years old and will have 100 children.
Ew.
He says, after that, I will stop marrying. I have to have at least three more marriages to hit the century.
That's weird.
The eldest of his children is 36 years old, and the youngest is 20 days old.
Ew.
Two of his current wives are also pregnant. His family lives in 15 houses, and he supports them with his military pension and the help of the government of Ajman, one of seven emirates that comprise the UAE, which includes the Gulf trade and tourism hub of Dubai.
That's disgusting. I don't want to hear any more about that.
Well, that's it on that one.
Oh, okay.
Dude, this one's great. What? How did that become like a news interview? Like, not for you. I mean, like, the people who did this article, it's like, how did that... What are they thinking when they're talking about to people like this or like Paris Hilton? It's like, dude, there's much more important things in life going on.
I
right
like
now.
Turtles.
Like turtles.
That's
man.
What they were thinking. They had nothing else to report on, but.
No oh, and kidding. This is great. Oh, you guys have to guess where she's from, too, when I finish talking about this. A woman,
is it a Florida
71
or
years. No. Oh. But if you thought about it, you could guess. It was a woman, 71 years old, arrested for her special plant.
Florida.
A 71-year-old woman was arrested on drug charges after a chest-high marijuana plant was found in her yard.
A
plant, she said, was meant to keep animals away from her garden.
Mm-hmm.
A sheriff's deputy saw the plant as he drove past Betty Holt Walker's home earlier this month, according to Captain Whatever of the Sheriff's Department. The deputy stopped to investigate and found five smaller plants behind a shed, as well as marijuana stems and seeds and a water bong made from a soda bottle inside the house.
Bitch.
Walker told the deputy she found the first plant, which had grown to more than 4 feet tall when he saw it, in her garden and repotted it. She said it was a special plant used to keep animals out of her front yard. And this is the quote from the sheriff's officer. This wasn't something that was meant to keep animals away. Walker is due in court September 12th to face charges of manufacturing marijuana and felony possession of marijuana. A daughter who lives in the home was unaware the plants were in the yard and was not charged. Yeah.
West Virginia.
No. Utah. Florida.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh. Greensboro.
She's trying to keep the fags away.
That's one of those. That's one of those towns where their hair is higher, so they can be closer to God.
Like Texas,
just like Texas.
Well, I just slow down Texas, what? Motherfucker.
Huh?
Was there an insult on Texas?
Probably.
No, there was not.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Why you like Texas?
Look, just because the president's there doesn't mean everybody's a douchebag. Okay.
Well, if their head is higher.
Most of our listeners are from Texas.
I know,
we
right?
We can't really hate
we
on
have,
it.
Like, 10 listeners from Texas.
Well, I was born there, so.
Like, 20. Woo!
But were you close? Were you, like, were you born close to the border?
No.
Oh.
I was born on the Gulf Coast.
Oh, that's okay. Because at least you can, like, jump in the water if you had to.
So, my last one is, my last subject is what spawned the horrible conversation of sex with dead people. Because I so seen it up on the board, rotting corpse was my remembering of this story.
Yeah.
And of course, it comes out of Mexico City. So, yeah. A woman in Mexico City kept the body of her dead husband by her bedside for a year. Until neighbors, disturbed by the smell, called the police. Police broke down Mercedes Velarde's door on Tuesday and found the putrefied.
What's that mean?
Body of her husband, Edmundo.
Like mortified.
On the floor of
her bed. It means icky.
Putrid. Putrefied.
It's like bloated and like, you can like, it's all gross.
Authorities said on Wednesday they were investigating Velarde's claim her husband died of natural causes. They believe the man in his early 60s had mental problems that may have been linked to his death. Okay, it gets better. Hold on. Sorry. Papers. Local media reported that Valverde's whatever son helped remove worms infesting his father's body. Police could not confirm the reports, but said her two adult children knew their mother was keeping the body.
Wait, what was infesting?
Now, boy, you better go in there and pick the worms off your dad, or I'm going to whip your ass.
The family is being examined by a psychiatrist. After an autopsy, the family could face criminal charges or be sent to a psychiatric hospital. Apparently, in Mexico City, authorities said hiding a dead person, even a family member, is a crime.
Oh, just as long as they're a family member?
No, if they're a family member,
is this
also
Mexico
a crime.
City, Mexico, yeah. Like New Mexico or yeah. Mexico?
Like Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yes, these. Well, no, this is great. This is great.
La cucaracha.
This is the last quote in the story. Yes, these people have psychological problems, but they hid a corpse. Even if it is a family member, they committed a crime.
I would think that my mom hated me if she sent me to go pick out worms out of my dad's dead body.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Mommy, no.
Well, my thing is they had it for a year. Did nobody miss him? Did he not work?
Did nobody smell him?
Well, the neighbors finally called the cops. Why did it take them a year? Were they just like...
Probably because the son was tired of picking worms and she tried to make the neighbors do it.
I don't know. If like one of my neighbors disappeared for a year, I would know. Yeah, I don't talk to them. So,
well, I would know.
You pick the worms out of your dad or you don't get any flan tonight.
I thought it was flan.
Flan.
Okay.
And I am done.
All right, so we're at actually like 50 minutes, so
wow.
We should try to like get this close to wrapping up.
50 minutes.
I wanted to give a shout out to Debbie from Orlando. Woo-hoo! She loves Foul Monkeys. I actually met her on Twitter.
Twitter?
Twitter.
Twitter. I still don't know what it is.
You can't be told what Twitter is. So I have to see it for yourself.
Actually, Ryan, you asked me last time if I actually seen someone write, you know, I suck dick or something on Twitter, and I actually saw it. By another podcaster. Yes, you did.
Twitter sounds like what somebody from the backwoods of Kentucky calls their cooch.
That's my Twitter.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, why am I going to this website?
In my Twitter.
Y'all are so stupid. It's called twatter.
I think twat is possibly the worst one. Like, I prefer cunt over twat. Seriously.
Twat.
I don't like twat at all. I don't know why.
Twat, you say?
Is it as bad as Steph? Oh, my...
I had to finger it out.
Steph, my Twitter is so itchy after sleeping with Billy Bob.
You're like the only one that I allow to say Steph, and I don't like hurt you.
Staph infection.
Hurt me with like acid vagina liquid.
I don't have acid vagina liquid. I cleared that up.
Thank you.
I cleared that up.
You boys have run into some weird women.
I just want to say.
Dude, I saw it on Resident Evil 4.
I said we weren't going to talk about this, but we're going to.
What?
Bitch.
There is a person that left a review.
Oh.
That's mouth is full of the most dangerous syphilis in the whole world.
Roger Ebert.
No. Can I say stuff? Please. Well, you guys said I wasn't allowed.
Yes, well, you have like Resident Evil blood acid pussy juice. Go ahead.
What are the rules? Are there any rules?
Don't say
names.
Well, she already knows her name. No rules. Just don't say,
bitch.
I can't say it, like, without her knowing.
Pause it.
Dude, it's really obvious.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I won't.
Okay.
There was a review that was left about my ability to mother, even though I don't understand how that has anything to do with the show. And I would just like to say for the person that, what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I've actually talked to Chris Kirkpatrick, the Winter Haven Sheriff's Department, and I have the number for her. So if she could contact them for me, that'd be great.
They'd like you to come down and get your subpoena,
right? But they want you to brush your teeth because they don't want to smell your syphilis ass.
If she had paid attention to the episode where we were talking about defamation of character and the actual legal boundaries. she would know that what she said is actually defamation of character. What I said, no.
Well, we all learn from our mistakes.
So, you know, if I was petty and silly and retarded, then I would press charges.
And bald.
Bald, yes, bald. Because of course.
No, I'm laughing because I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think everybody does. I really want to take it and like do funny stuff to it. But that is illegal.
Yeah.
Yep.
If I do that. So I'm not doing it.
That would be defacing a character.
She needs to be defaced.
And wait a minute. I'm pretty sure she already did that.
I'm saying in air quotes, whoever TB is.
Tuberculosis. The bitch.
Bitch.
Exactly. I want you to... eat poison ivy.
No. She just...
It's no surprise that we don't know who it is because...
But then she'll be immune to our traps.
Yeah.
We'll just have to get her with poison oak next time.
Oh, nice one.
Or just a bullet.
What's another plant that kills you?
If she's going to say stuff about my ability to mother, then she's more than welcome to call DCF on me. And when they come and they'll see that he's taken care of. He has a wonderful place to live. He has lots of food. Everybody's going to say awesome things about me as a mother, but she puts her child in danger.
And then you're
going
to turn around and just like go the hell off.
That is not defamation of character because she's pressing charges about it. So she can kiss my ass. Yes. Thank you, Drew. You suck. No wonder you
He was actually
him.
Supposed to do that when I say you actually turn around and do, and then he was supposed to, but. He's not a good sound man.
No, he's really good today.
You're fired. You're fired, and you don't get a pink slip because you don't get paid.
Oh, well,
I like turtles.
Shazam. Shazam. I said Shazam.
All right, so I also want to thank a person named Walter that is online that actually has our link onto his blog.
Is he like under like the age reason. Of 60 at all?
He must be a listener that has a blog, and I didn't know until I went on and I could see who has links to our website or whatever to it. So, cool. Thank you, Walter,
and thank you, Big Fun Drew. He sent me MySpace messages.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I saw his penis. It was hot.
I did not see his penis. Those were not in the messages.
Darn.
I, however, did.
And you liked it.
Big Fun Drew, if you can give Ryan a call at 863-413-COCK.
It probably does spell out, but I swear.
He would be more than happy
to make
you happy.
Your number doesn't even start with 413.
One of them does.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which
one? But are the last four a cock?
No.
Oh, okay.
Someone there is extension is though.
That would be so funny.
Ooh. And I'm gonna find out what that is. Right
yeah,
now.
Hurry up! I want to hear it.
Cock. It's 2625.
I think they're all in the 5,000 block, so I don't think that worked.
And I don't even have like the phone thing. I just know in my head. I don't know.
So everybody, go to our website, www.foulmonkeys.com.
Store. Woo!
Go to the store and buy stuff. And
hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
It does, hey, doesn't it? Oh, okay. Did you want to say that again?
Hey, man, that sounds... Hey, man.
It's
hey,
obviously man, the remix version, or there's a retard controlling your soundboard.
The PayPal? I vote for... PayPal for
PayPal. Or also send a PayPal for Dustin, because Dustin's wife emailed us and
that's
said that he
important.
Actually went over to Iraq and he like wants magazines and stuff to read because they don't have anything there.
I had a question.
Dustin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did she get the address? Did she send us the address?
No, she didn't send us the address yet because she didn't want us to say it over the air.
Well, maybe he'll meet one of the guys like Billion Suns.
Corey, send me the address. Because I was going to put like a little care package thing together and everything. Mm-hmm. I just need to know, like I know they're not allowed to have porn, but am I allowed to send like Maximum and stuff like Maximum and stuff
that
like
porn.
That?
Maximum
is
so porn.
According to a few websites, they are allowed to have Maxim.
Okay, so Maxim is cool, but Playboy is not.
No, because there's
how about
actually
Out Magazine?
What's Out?
It's a gay magazine.
I'm not going to send Dustin a gay magazine while he's over
in Iraq. Maybe he would like to know his inner personal feelings.
Dude, why can't you send porn? It's the fucking army.
Because you know, in America, we don't watch that shit.
But it's like, you know how many drugs used to be in the army? That was like where people waste to get drugs.
It's cool. They can just have sex with guys.
Visit our blog.
I mean, because guys are going to have sex with something.
Oh, yeah.
Napalm, whatever.
Go check out our blog. We have some photos.
Napalm?
That's
not
good.
I love to smell a napalm in the morning.
You said sex with whatever, dude. Oh, there's not anything
well,
living around.
For me, that means something different because Napalm is the name of my dad's dog, and it's like a 100-pound American bulldog.
Ew.
So.
Ew.
Yeah.
Napalm?
Does his penis look like a lipstick tube?
I don't know.
I think all dogs do.
Not say roll over all napalm. Let me see your penis.
Roll over napalm. Let me see your pee pee.
What's with all the bestiality?
I don't know. Go visit our blog and view all of our photos that we have up online. And what else we have? Call us 206-984-FOUL. We really like to have your phone calls.
iTunes
reviews,
iTunes,
fuckers.
iTunes. I like turtles.
It's my birthday on Sunday.
Woo!
Happy birthday. Oh, it is? Yes. That you know?
No. Did you just call them?
Yeah. Awesome.
It's probably a cell phone.
You woke somebody up?
Or no, Lakeland number, sorry.
Well, we only have like one listener, so... I mean, if they can't do an iTunes review, they're definitely not going to call the telephone number that I just said, but I'll beep it out anyway.
just the first three. Yeah. There are the MPA.
I don't work for the phone company anymore, so
I'm not
sure what
the MPA
that
is.
Don't act like you don't know.
I don't know.
You know...
You know. What else we got going on? Visit all the other podcasts that I've listened to. They all have links on the side of our webpage. And what else do we have? IM, everybody. We all have IMs on the side. Misty, we don't have yours, but we didn't know if you want your IM on there.
Oh, actually, on the that's fine with me. I have nothing to do. I have no life, so it'd be nice to get some IM.
Oh, okay.
You have to IM. Sign on.
What's your IM name?
Misty in L-Town.
Oh.
L-Town.
I am not a drunk.
Let's see. What else? Oh, the Frapper map. We haven't had anybody add themselves to our Frapper map lately, so you can do that. So, anything else, people? Misty?
No, I'm good.
Long time...
Well, I listener, hope it'll probably be a long time again if you guys keep
long
recording
time.
On this.
Well, we might have
night.
To change the recording date to Wednesday because that's when Herb's off, so I don't know yet.
Oh, well, I won't be here then.
Or Fridays?
Fridays would probably be fine.
What about you, Misty? Drew?
I don't have... Hello? I don't have a life.
Yeah,
so
I text
me.
Messaged Drew. I was like, so are you going to be on Sound Mountain? He's like, I'll think about it. He was in Tampon Bay. All right, so I guess that's all we have to talk about.
Now it's time for heavy breathing into the microphones, everyone.
Oh, yeah, we still have to arrange the whole Ryan and Stephanie blowjob thing on the microphone.
Yeah, that's coming.
Did we send you, did you send a
word
him
pun.
How you wanted to do
dude,
it?
Whoa. What's with the whole like not peeing in front of people thing?
I don't like to pee in front of people.
Like anybody?
I can't pee in front of people.
I don't like urinals either.
If I'm really drunk, you know, I mean, if you want to give me
if
really
he's really
drunk,
he just pisses in his pants.
Well, dude, like, drunk, I mean, that doesn't count because when anybody's drunk, they'll do whatever. But I mean, like, what, I mean, I don't like the urinal either just because, like,
I can't pee if there's, if I think people are looking.
Not even if there's a divider.
It's like always been that way?
Yeah, it's always been that way.
Pee on you?
No, ew.
She got stung by
a
sea urchin.
And
no, we're gonna start potty training Ethan, and not now, but in like I think it's like 6 months after you know he can pee sitting down and everything consistently or something. The book says that I have to have an adult male show him how to pee standing up because he won't. Otherwise, it's harder to teach them because you have to like be like well hold you know and show them how to do it physically, but then they miss and all this stuff. So it's easier if you because they learn by if you show them how. Mm-hmm. So it says you should have an adult male do that.
What you should do is I think they make these dildos that you can piss in, and you could just stand in front of them and attach it to you and just pee in the toilet.
So I can traumatize him for life?
Yeah, that'd totally fuck him up if he saw his mom with a big old dick peeing
so
in the
Ryan
toilet.
Not just a dick,
it.
But a big old dick.
Ryan can use it because
yeah,
then
he
can really be peeing.
Oh, it's just that
he can do it. He'll do it.
Ow. I just need somebody. I don't care who it is.
So. Oh,
and
I will
show him an instructional Barney video.
I will, of course, be there. Mm-hmm. You know?
Come on, kids.
I'm not like going to be watching you pee, but I'll be like, you know, behind the door or something, or with the door
will
open.
Will he like have a tantrum when he leave in the bathroom, or is it only when he leave the house?
It's only when I leave the house.
How does
he
know?
He was pissed.
Sometimes when I'm taking a shower and stuff, he'll come knock on the door.
Show him how to pee in the shower.
Do not show him how to pee in the fucking shower.
What is wrong with that? Well, there was just this huge thing online. Like, my friend just sent me a text a little while ago. Hold on. He says, today on the radio, their big topic is whether it is okay to pee in the shower. A silly broadcast, but got me wondering what's your stance on it. And I'm like,
I pee
a drain
shower.
Is a motherfucking drain, bitches.
The water goes to the same place.
Not only that, but you're in the shower. You're cleaning yourself. Hello?
And it doesn't matter.
Oh, but sometimes like what I like to do is pee on the bar. So,
you don't
so
pee
when,
in the shower.
When
I do
Herb
not pee in the
it,
shower.
He uses my
pee. I will admit, I
what's,
fucking
what's
pee in
the
shower.
What's the difference, though?
I
like,
actually have a story, though. About
well,
that.
We only
about
have
peeing in the shower.
Let's put it on the next one because we only have like 2 minutes.
Okay,
we could do a speed run.
So
lightning round.
No. So
stay tuned for piss.
No, I don't pee in the shower.
Next
and
episode,
I don't. I appreciate
urine.
That you don't because I clean the shower and our shower. The way the water goes, it's
it kind of sits there.
It's like different
than
any other
back,
shower
in
the world.
Like in the back of the shower because it's like a straight jet. It doesn't. Not all of it, like, you'll still have soap and stuff that'll be collected in, like, the back portion of it. So I just don't want there to be, like, pee remnants in there at any
dude,
point.
Dude, don't pee
and
on the walls.
I don't
pee
know where you
into
guys
the
pee.
Drain.
I don't pee in the shower. I pee in the toilet prior to the shower, and then I take my shower. The only person that pees in the shower is the baby, and sometimes he's number two in there as well.
Are you going to, like, spank him for doing
that's totally the next
that's what
show.
Babies do.
Wait, are you gonna like strangle him for it when he's later, or are you gonna let him make his own decision about?
Okay, we really have to go. We really have to go.
I'm sorry.
This is Ricky, episode 111.
This is Herb.
This is Stephanie.
This is Ryan.
This is Misty.
I like turtles.
Drew.
Science.
See you later, people. Have a great week.
iTunes.
Bye. And iTunes. Keep it foul.
I like turtles.
Someone's supposed to say keep it fun.
Keep it fun.
Okay.